What you're about to experience is a brand new vibe.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to
Next Generation
DJ. The best new tunes.
This is Steve Strangers.
I'm the middleman.
Hey, I'm Dean Del.
Guys, I'm Daniel James.
Hey guys, this is DSTO.
Hi everyone, this is Miss Mills.
Hey guys, I'm Goldust.
Welcome to Next Generation, the show that promotes local DJs and producers from across this beautiful country of ours. I'm Curiosity, and all you trance fans out there, gear up for a massive show. Two DJs, both the same style of music, only two different repertoires. Later on, I'll bring you a DJ who has been in it for a while now, and she was also one of the first female DJs to ever play God's Kitchen Australia. I'll tell you more about her soon, but right now we started off with a man who only got into the scene about a year ago. Now, since then, he entered the Australian-wide competition to support Above and Beyond and won. And he, of course, was the Sydney portion of their leg of the tour. Now, for a newcomer, this guy seems to be very busy. I could not manage to get him into the studio tonight, but I do have him on the phone right now. Costa, welcome to Next Generation.
Thanks, Adi. Thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Tell me about your story, mate. You haven't been DJing for long, have you?
No, probably about a year ago, I decided to buy some decks. Decided to enter a bit of a competition recently and won, and everything sort of spiraled from there. So it's been really great.
Tell me about the style that you play, hard energy and hard house as well, yeah?
When I was a bit younger, I used to be into that sort of genre. I'm more into trance and progressive now, from anything from about 128 BPM
right,
progressive to about 140 BPM, you know, trance bangers. So yeah, I stumbled across a podcast from Armin, one of his shows, and started to listen to it, and yeah, I've been a bit obsessed since.
Who are the other sort of people that you look up to amongst the industry?
Definitely Armin, Above and Beyond. Generally, I'm not a fan of vocals, but Above and Beyond seem to do it so well.
Well, let's go into Above and Beyond. Now, you recently supported their leg, the Sydney leg of their Australian tour, and you had to win the competition to get into that. Tell me about that, man.
Yeah, I decided to enter this comp just for the hell of it. To be honest, I didn't really think I had a chance of winning, and when I got that phone call to say I'd won, it was just a bit surreal. I sort of almost giggled like a bit of a girl when they told me. So I got to meet them backstage. They gave me a couple of, you know, tips and, you know, told me to hang in there and stick to it. And
yeah, I can imagine, man. What are their riders like? Do they have some ridiculous stuff on their rider? Or?
Not really, to be honest.
No Chinese midgets juggling bottles of Gregor's?
No. It was, you know, being backstage, it was probably one of the best nights of, you know, the best gigs I've ever been to. The trance scene in Sydney probably isn't as big as we'd all like it to be. I know lots of people that are trance fans, but in the end, it seems like the majority of them are all based in Melbourne. Every time you meet someone, I worry about you're from Melbourne. But there's a lot of people that are doing a lot of great work and trying to put some unites on and getting better in this state.
Well, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
My pleasure, Adi. Thanks for having me.
Have a good night. Please welcome to this week's Next Generation, Costas Mappas.
I could blame the defeat of the leader.
novanation.com.au.
who had to tone it down for Above and Beyond because apparently it was too hard. They couldn't handle it. We certainly can. This is Next Generation. I'm Curious Artie, and right now, you're listening to the beautiful tunes of Costas Mappas. Dano, don't be alarmed. You don't need to call the doctors. What you're actually feeling is the rhythm moving through your body because you, my friend, absolutely love trance music. This is Next Generation, and I'm Curious Artie. Of course, right now, we're listening to the sexy sounds of Costas Mappas. Guys, if you're out there and you think that you can do just as good, it's simple. Hit the website, novanation.com.au, and throw us your 30-minute mix. There's a lot of talented people out there, and this is the place to get your stuff heard. However, do not forget that we are all about supporting you. So you throw us what you enjoy playing, not for what you think we want to hear. But I trust you're good with that. As we continue right now with Costas Mappas.
We'll be right back. new tunes.
The best new tunes.
The best new talent. This is
Next Generation.
Now you can listen to a repeat of the show every Monday from 6 on novanation.com.au.
Just as I expected, I have literally been climbing the walls for the last 30 minutes listening to this mix in this studio. Sorry, Nova Nation. I definitely won't pay for that. This is Next Generation. I'm Curious Artie, and that was the end of Costas Mappas. A very big thank you to him and for giving us that mix. Don't forget, you can rate it and leave your comments on novanation.com.au, where you can also find a bio and a track list. And you can listen to it on my Facebook page for the next 7 days whilst you're going nuts in the gym. I can guarantee you that simply just by listening to that, you've already burnt off 500 times the amount of calories that you would have ever burnt just not listening to it. Don't quote me on that. Stick around, because up next, one of the first female DJs to ever play God's Kitchen Australia, and apparently, brains, beauty, and talent. I'll see you soon.